With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. Police say a coordinated day of action in the Eastern Districts has led to 9 arrests. Radio KMAN's April Cummings has more.
Service delivery officers, supported by the Firearms Response Unit and the Cayman Islands Customs and Border Control, joined forces for a one-day operation on Sunday, the 25th of January. Their focus? Tackling criminal activity and responding to long-standing community concerns in the Eastern Districts. Throughout the day, officers executed multiple search warrants at several locations. In all, 9 people were taken into custody. 7 of them were arrested for drug-related offenses, including a juvenile found with ganja and an imitation firearm. One person was arrested on traffic offenses and another for overstaying. Police also rolled out high-visibility patrols and vehicle checkpoints, a strategy they say is designed to both deter criminal behavior and reassure residents by putting more officers in plain sight. Superintendent Rojay Williams says days of actions like this one will continue across all districts and on all 3 islands, a key part of the RCIP's push to clamp down on criminality, antisocial behavior, and anything that undermines the quality of life in the Cayman Islands. April Cummings, Radio Cayman News.
In court news, 2 people facing gambling-related charges have entered pleas in summary court. Alicia Harrison has pled not guilty to all charges, while Darren Latham has admitted to possessing more than $4,200 in criminal property and selling lottery tickets, but denied further charges linked to additional cash in Cayman, U.S., and U.K. currencies. The case is expected to proceed to trial. In other news, Parliament is paying respect to the late Austin Harris, former MP for Prospect, reflecting on his life, service, and long-standing contribution to public life. Radio KMAN's Jevy Ebanks brings us this report.
A Parliament press release on Thursday noted Mr. Harris dedicated much of his career to serving the people of the Cayman Islands, both as an elected representative and as a prominent voice in national dialogue. During his time in Parliament, he was deeply involved in community development, championing neighborhood beautification, safety initiatives, and infrastructure improvements. He was known for engaging directly with residents and working to address the issues that mattered most to them. Outside of elected office, Mr. Harris was widely recognized as a longtime talk show host and political commentator. His work in broadcasting helped shape public discussion on national issues, giving Caymanians a platform to express their views and participate more fully in the democratic debate. Speaker of Parliament, the Honorable Ezard Miller, described Mr. Harris as, quote, a passionate advocate for his constituents and a thoughtful participant in our democratic process, adding that his openness and commitment to public service strengthened both Parliament and the wider national conversation. Jevy Ebanks, Radio Cayman News.
And new road and regulatory updates. Radio Cayman's Dion Anglin has more from Cabinet's January 21st meeting.
Members confirmed the appointment of Handel Whitaker as the National Conservation Council representative for Northside. A series of regulatory updates were approved, including amendments to the Beneficial Ownership Transparency Regulations and drafting instructions to update the Trust Act and related transparency regulations. Cabinet also made several appointments to the liquor licensing boards for Grand Cayman, Cayman Brac, and Little Cayman, and confirmed reappointments to the Sinico board. Cabinet reviewed the Cayman Turtle Conservation and Education Center's 2023 annual report and authorized its presentation in Parliament. Approval was also granted for the National Roads Authority to open a new public road with relevant declarations to be published. Finally, Cabinet noted 3 major national economic reports: the 2024 Balance of Payments and International Investment Program Report, the 2024 GDP Report, and the Quarterly Trade Statistics Bulletin for July to September 2025. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Dion Anglin.
Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Vigianis. The Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi is in Istanbul for talks with Turkish officials expected to focus on averting the threat of attack by the United States. President Erdogan has called his Iranian counterpart to say Turkey is willing to mediate in the dispute. The British Prime Minister Keir Starmer having talks in China or in Shanghai on the final day of his visit to China. As Keir arrived in the city, President Trump said it would be dangerous for the UK to do more business with China. Russia said it had agreed to stop shelling the Ukrainian capital Kyiv until Sunday at the request of President Trump. The Kremlin spokesman said the truce was aimed at facilitating peace talks due in Abu Dhabi the same day. Earlier, Mr. Trump said President Putin had agreed to halt bombings during a week-long spell of extremely cold weather. BBC News.